them as God guides us to be able to do. Give them opportunities. Give them space to fill. Right? Sometimes we don't want to give nobody no space. We want to do everything. Nope, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. There's two extremes. The person who's going to do everything themselves, the person who's going to do nothing. It's rare that there's people in between those two personalities. You either got the person who's going to take on everybody's role, everybody's job, or the person who's going to do nothing. But we have to find a balance in between where we are guiding and we are helping developing people, so then we don't have to complain, I'm the only one who is doing this. When we look in Genesis chapter 26, starting at verse 32, it says, "And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug."
Yes.
"And said to him, we have found water."
Yes.
This wasn't the first water. This was more water.
Yes.
They found more water. How did they find more water?
They
kept digging.
Digging.
They kept exploring the space that they had. And then that caused them to be able to locate more water. So they find more water. Verse 33. "So he called it Shabbat."
Yeah.
"Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day." So they found a fourth source of water. They had an amount of space. They filled their space. They continued to explore past their space. Now, this wasn't Isaac out there doing this. These was his people that were out there doing. And they're coming back to him, to his leadership, because they're coming to tell him now, we have found water. So they're coming back to Isaac for further direction. They're coming back to Isaac to celebrate. They're not just saying, oh, we found this water. Now we're going to split. We're going to divide. We're going to do our own thing. No, they were submitted to the leadership in Isaac. They were submitted to the blessing that they saw operating. Just as the enemy saw it, the blessing of the Lord on Isaac, his network, his team saw it on him as well. So when they go and they find more water, they come back and they tell him, we have found water. So as much as they searched, as much as they dug, guess what they found? More water.
More water.
The more that they did, the more they had access to, the more their network grew, and they had to find their fruitful place.
Right. And of course, because for now the Lord, mm-hmm. remember, Isaac says, "For now the Lord has made what? Room for us, and we shall be fruitful." When you know God has done something for you, you got to sink your teeth into that thing like a bulldog. Mm-hmm. You got to lock into what God is doing. And the thing about why we have a little blessing and we think that's it. No, there is greater height and there is deeper depth in God. Every day we need to uncover more. That's why they uncover a fourth well. Mm-hmm. They didn't stop. You can't stop now. You got to keep on moving. Mm-hmm. You got to keep going forward. God, there's greater heights in God. Mm-hmm. There's deeper depths in God. So just because I know two scripture, I can't take it, okay, that's all. I learned two scripture. No, you learn four. You get four, then learn six. Get six, learn seven. Mm-hmm. Continue. The more you grow in grace, grow in the knowledge of God, and you gotta find the waterland. Mm-hmm. You gotta find that waterland. The Bible says, "You shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water." Now, where are you planted? By the rivers of living water, ever flowing continuously. So you need to plant yourself in this word. Mm-hmm. Can I help you this morning? And this Friday morning, you need to plant yourself into this word. And when you plant yourself in there, your life will become fruitful, never be the same.
Plant yourself in the word and surround yourself with the things of God. Because sometimes what happens, and what happened to Isaac, yes. as he was searching for the water,
yeah.
he had people come against him. The
yes.
herdsmen, there was quarreling.
Yes.
And so sometimes we pay attention to what other people tell us, and
yes.
they can deter us from our peace.
Come on.
You know, people can definitely try to steal our joy, but yes. You know, joy comes from God and God alone. And don't let anybody steal your peace. If something comes in your way, a lion comes in your way, somebody says something, go against it with the word of God until you find what God needs you to do.
Amen. 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 That's a word for someone. That's a word this morning that you need to take into your life. That don't stop. Don't ever stop. Keep on moving. What if, you know, Isaac had stopped, Pastor Diana? What if when he just, the first time he find water and there was this big quarrel, what if he said, okay, I give up, man? What if he has? He wouldn't have come to Rehoboth. But he keep moving. He keep believing. He keep moving. He has a word for someone on this Friday morning. Keep believing.
Keep moving.
Yes. Keep moving.
There's a lot of people in the Bible that came up against a lot of obstacles. Look at Joseph. His own brothers threw him in a well, and he had so many things come up against him. And look at Paul in the New Testament. He was imprisoned, and so many things came up against him. But he never deterred on preaching the word of God and staying and doing what he needed to do and preaching God's love and his purpose for our life.
So never give up.
The water.
That's your message today.
Yeah, the water was so much more than just water.
Yeah.
Because the water was what they needed to drink. Yeah. The water was what their livestock needed to drink.
Yeah, come on.
The water was needed to hydrate the ground so that their crops could grow. So the water was a lot of things. So from the ground then being plentiful, that was also another source of food for the people. It was another source of food for the animals. And then from the animals, they also became a source of food. They became a source of clothing. They became a source of shelter from the animals and such. The water's used to clean their clothes. The water's used to clean their living area. So the water had so many purposes. It touched so many areas of their life. So is the word of God.
Come on.
Because the word of God is like water, and it washes, it sanctifies our minds. It touches so many areas of our life. So as we are developed in the word, as we stand in the word, we'll continue to be able to access the word as needed in all of these areas of our life. We'll be able to see a broader picture of everything that God is doing in the earth. When we're just standing on the ground, we're only able to see a certain distance. But the higher we go, the aerial view, the more we're able to see. If you've ever been on any type of ride at a fair or a plane, the higher you go, the more you're able to see. From that aerial view, what you're able to see is a lot broader. The higher that you go, instead of having a limited perception or a limited view, just standing in one place. And the Bible tells us that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. So how do we see further? As we walk further, the light then is going to shine a further distance ahead of us, right? So if the light's on our feet and we're standing still, maybe we could see 10 feet. Well, if we walk up 4 feet, well, now we could see 10 more feet. So now we're seeing 14 feet from our start place. So as we continue to walk out the things of God, as we continue to do his word, we will see more and more unfold. So we have to be willing to do it.
Stay connected to the plans and purposes of God. And once you stay connected to the plans and purposes of God, you will see what God says. You will see what God says by connecting to what God is doing. And what God is doing is what we should be doing. So I encourage you on this Friday morning that you will plant yourself in the word. Let the word become a part of your life. Go out and do it. And as you go out and do it, you'll see the result of it. Others will see it and see the hands of God there upon your life.
So we cannot be lazy in a fruitful land. Yes. We're going to close with Proverbs chapter 22, Verse 13, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside.
Right.
I shall be slain in the streets. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
a
day
count. Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm.